Nidorim, Perek Dalet, Mishnah Dalet. We're continuing the halachas of what's defined as a violation of Mudar Hano from one person to another. Hamudar Hano Mechaveri. Somebody who's also to be Nene from somebody else. V'nichnas Levakroi. And he comes in to visit him. We're talking about Bikachel. That's where the Gemara defines it. The Chayla in this case is not allowed to be Nene from the one who's visiting. Now, the reason why he's allowed to visit him, the guy who's in bed benefits from the visit, but Lamaisa, the Rambam defines this as a mitzvah semi derabbanan, it's part of the mitzvah of chesed. The Rambam brings in Hilchas Avelus, all the different forms of chesed that we have in the Mishnah that we say every morning in Eil Dvarim, one of them is Bikachelim. So the one who's visiting him is Mekayim his mitzvah. And we learned in the last Mishnah, when somebody is being Mekayim a mitzvah, the fact that somebody else is benefiting from it is not called a violation of Hano. If Reuven returns an Aved to Shimon, that's not called that Shimon is being Nene from Reuven. So that he's allowed to do. But, Oymid Avalo Yoshev. The way the Gemara explains it is that theoretically you can be Mekayim the mitzvah Bamido. Reuven could go visit Shimon. He could see what's going on. He could see what he needs. By the way, the word Bikur Choylem, it's interesting. We teach it as a visit. And the famous exchange, the Briskerov, was told by somebody that he visited the Koisel and he visited the Briskerov. And the Briskerov said, well, what does it mean? Do you visit the Koisel? And the person said, Araya, to visit Behecholim. Biskarov said that's in Ivrit. Bikur Cholim means a visit, but that's what it means in Ivrit. In Loshon HaKodesh, that's not what it means. Bikur is Miloshon Levaker, to search, to see, to investigate. Bikur Cholim doesn't mean to visit somebody. Bikur Cholim means to check up on him, to see how he's doing, and if he needs any help. Levaker Behecholim means for a person to become acquainted Behecholei Shel Hashem and to know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from him. Doesn't mean a visit. So the Nichnas Levakre over here is he's coming to investigate, to check up on him. So Oymid. Avalo Yoshev. He can't sit down. Now, the Gemara explains that there were places where if somebody would come in for a long time and he would sit with the Chayla, so he would take Schar. Meikra, then you can't do a mitzvah and take Schar on it. We learned in the last Mishnah. Legamin Liban HaTorah, Mahu Afata Bechinom. Same is true by many other mitzvahs. However, the Yoshev is not Me'ikar Adin, and therefore he'd be able to take Schar. Therefore, when Reuven comes in and he sits by Shimon, being that he's more Kaveh himself, he'd be allowed to take Schar. If he doesn't take Schar, that's certainly called that he's waiving a serviceable charge to the sick person. That's called being Mahanim. That he wouldn't be allowed to do. Umerapeu Rufuas Nefesh, Avalei Rufuas Momen. His explanation, what's Rufus Nefesh, Rufus Momen? A doctor is allowed to heal somebody who needs physical help because that's a mitzvah. It's interesting. What's the makor of somebody providing medical service? If the person is mamish in danger of dying, so then you can say, you come up with a mitzvah, pekuch nevoshes. What about if it's just a shvachkeit, he's not well? So the Gemara says that Vashavoisa loy by Hashav Saveda, for sure, if he's Mukhiv Lahashav loy Mamoni, he's Mukhiv Lahashav loy Gufa, as I state in Gemara and Sanhedrin. So Mamela, a doctor has a mitzvah, he's allowed to heal. Avaloy Rufuas Momin, but he's not allowed to be Mirape his Momin. He's not allowed to be a veterinarian, because that's certainly not a mitzvah. Now, why not call Hashav Saveda? It's talking about, the Gemara says, the Ran explains about Barichus, that there's somebody else, there's another veterinarian. So it's not Hashav Saved, somebody else could do it. So why don't you say the same thing by Rufuas Adam also? Why is it mutter? Because it's a mitzvah of Vashavois Eloi, somebody else could heal him. The Gemara says very interesting. The Gemara says that when a person, when a doctor is merapa a person, that's totally in Schusim. So the right doctor with the right patient, you never know in Mazolois, in Hecher and Yonim, which doctor works for which patient? There's that thing Gemara. Memela, when a person is fixing his behema, or fixing his computer, or fixing a pipe that's not working, even in the case with Sashav Zaved, if there's somebody else available, so he's not mechuyev, So Mel, he's being Mahanehim, so that he's not allowed to do. But Rufuas Adam, we always look at as a mitzvah. We don't look at it as just as a money saver because somebody else will charge. Says the Mishnah weiter, V'roichet imoy, the Madir could bathe with the Mudar, with the one who's not allowed to be Nene, Bambati. Abati is a big bath, a public bath, G'doylo. Because in a big bath, he's not being Mahanim. He's on one side of the bath, the other side. He's on one side of the mikveh, the other side of the mikveh. What's the Hano? Avaloi b'ktano, because b'ktano, what happens is he makes the water go up, and memela, it's more refreshing for the other person. V'yoshin imay b'mito, and he's allowed to sleep with him on the same bed. Will be the havamin or not. So Mishnah continues, Rabbi Yehuda Oymen, Rabbi Yehuda Lecha is not arguing, Rabbi Yehuda is explaining. Why is he allowed to sleep in the bed? Because what Hano is he causing him? However, that's only b'mosa chama. Person's hatter during the summer, it's not, doesn't make life more pleasant for him. Avalei b'mosa ksham. If he lies next to him, he provides body warmth, and that warms up on a, warms up the room on a cold day. Umesiv imay ala mito. This is not when we say mito over here. We don't mean a bed. We mean a couch where they used to eat, like Be'er Seba. So he's allowed to be mesiv imay ala mito. We don't say just because they're leaning over on the couch together that he's going to come sleep with him. He's allowed to eat with him on the same table. Reuven's not being Mahan Hashim just because they're eating at the same table. They're being served separately. They can't eat from the same plate, from the same bowl. Now, the Beloshon Chazal, the Tamche was the serving plate. The Ka'ara was the personal plate. So if you put a serving plate with the servings for a few people in front of a bunch of people, and Reuven is not allowed to be Mahan Hashim in, so we're afraid that subconsciously, or maybe even consciously, Reuven will eat less in order to leave over more for Shimon, and he's being Mahanim. Tamchei HaChoizer is a big serving plate that has enough for everybody. So eat more, you're eating less, it's going to go back to the kitchen and more is going to come out. So there's no Hano on that. Another place where will be Choshish that he's going to leave over for somebody else and he's going to violate the Issa Hano is when there's a big place where workers would eat together. Look at the Lashon in the Mishnah. Lo yoichal imay mino evus shelefnei apoilim. There's an evus. Evus we're familiar with from the Pasuk. Yoda shor koneh v'chamor evus ba'olov. An evus is a trough where animals eat from. The reason why it's used over here, l'gabi people, is because we're talking about people that do hard physical labor. They have to eat more to have the energy to work hard. So they ate a big volume, probably poor quality food because they were pushed to workers in the field. But Lamaisa, they had to eat a decent amount, so the place where they ate from is called an Evus. And over there, one could leave over for the other. V'layasi imoy bo'imin. This means two people are plowing a field. It's hard physical labor. When one plows, he could do a more sweeping pa'ula, which would then benefit the fellow who's working next to him. If he has a relationship of him, of Mudr and Madir, he's not allowed to do a pa'ula that's going to benefit his piece of ground being softened, weakened, that for him the work is easier. This is Remezis. V'chom ma'imrim, they're asking to that to me, so they just say, oysu b'rochik pimenu, avadi he could work further away from him because there he's not directly being ma'anim. Remez has a problem that it's very hard to define. So Mel, if you're going to be matir b'richuk ma'akim, you're going to come to be matir b'kiriv ma'akim, therefore he answers b'chlal u'b'chlal. Mishnehei. Hamuda Ano Mechaveroi, Reuven is Asert Minene from Shimon. Kegoin, he Asered himself on Shimon, or Shimon Asered him, Mimenu. So it's Pashut that one of the forms you could have Ano from somebody is by picking from his field. So Lefnei Shvi'is Lo Yerid L'Teich Sadeu, the Muda certainly can't go into the field of the Madir. Ve'eno Oichel, or the Madir can't go into the field of the Muda. Ve'ene oichel min anoitos. He can't eat from the field that are noita, that lean over the side of the field, even though he doesn't have to go into the field. But he's not allowed to take from his pears. He's not allowed to walk in his field, he's not allowed to take from the pears. U'bashvi'is eni yerid l'toich sadeu. The ground by Shemitah doesn't become hefka. The backyard or the farm of Reuven stays Reuven's, doesn't become hefka. What becomes hefker? Only the produce of the tree. The tree itself is also not hefker. The trees that lean over, he could take from. He can't walk into his backyard. Now, that being said, what does it mean that everybody who keeps Shemitah is mafke the produce of their whole field? What does it help if nobody can walk into your field? So the answer is, in a regular case, the farmer has to allow access to the peiros that are hefker. And so, somebody has a fruit tree in his backyard, so he puts a sign in the front that says, in the back, there's an orange tree, and it's hefker. The peiros are hefker. But over here, the problem is not that he doesn't allow him access. He can't go in because he's not allowed to be nene from Dritza Swegel. So that he wouldn't be allowed to do. Nodar himenu machal lefnei shvius. If he was noider from him, not from any hano, but from Michael. He didn't ask him up any hano. He said, koine machol choles. He's not allowed from his trees. So fakert. Lefnei shvius yod l'toch sadeh, he's allowed to walk in his backyard. Ve'ni oichum na peris, he's not allowed to eat from the field. Uba shvius yod, he's allowed to go in. Ve'oichum, if he only asks for food, the food doesn't belong to him. The apples on the tree, the oranges don't belong to the owner of the tree.